The White House held its first conference on women's health research Wednesday morning, featuring doctors, researchers, activists, and business leaders. The conference praised President Joe Biden's initiative to increase funding into women's health and made the case for further funding. The Biden administration launched the Women's Health Research Initiative, led by First Lady Jill Biden. She says the investment in the initiative has now reached $1 billion.
Our incredible team here at the White House, who's ensured that government-funded research, and they will include women from the beginning. And that means designing studies and separating the data, which everyone has said, and reporting findings to create treatments specifically for women.
One area of women's health that is particularly underfunded and under-researched is menopause. Dr. Lisa Moscone, a neuroscientist at the Alzheimer's Prevention Clinic, said women are more likely to develop Alzheimer's as a result of menopause. Some findings in her studies show it is because estrogen is a neuroprotective hormone, meaning it helps protect the brain from disease. As estrogen decreases, the brain becomes more susceptible to disease.
We and others have done several studies mapping the impact of menopause and hormone therapy on the brain. My team and I, in collaboration with Dr. Roberto Diaz-Brinton, who is here today, have been looking at alterations in brain structure, function, energy metabolism, which you can see there in the slide, brain connectivity, and overall biochemistry. And we are indebted to the NIH, NIA, to Maria Shriver, to the Women's Alzheimer's Movement, and everyone who supported our work. But these are only the first steps.
The leading cause of death in women is cardiovascular disease, causing a third of deaths each year. Nancy Brown, CEO of the American Heart Association, said the cause is lack of research in cardiovascular diseases in women. Women's cardiovascular diseases are often misdiagnosed because symptoms in women are different from the symptoms of men with the same disease. For example, a woman experiencing a heart attack may not experience chest pain, but neck or upper back pain instead.
45% of women over the age of 20, just get your head around that, 45% over the age of 20 have some form of cardiovascular disease, and half of women in this country, because of their cardiovascular health, are ill prepared for pregnancy. So we have a big job to do to raise awareness and to help change the system so that women get ideal cardiovascular care through their life course.
The Biden said they hope to continue their work in funding women's health research after leaving the White House. For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Quayle.